This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Palestinian officials report an Israeli strike on a crowded tent camp housing Palestinians displaced by war in Gaza killed at least 40 people and wounded 60 others early Tuesday. Israel said it targeted significant Hamas militants and disputes the death toll. More now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The strike was one of the deadliest yet in Mawasi, a sprawl of crowded tent camps along the Gaza coast that Israel designated as a humanitarian zone for hundreds of thousands of civilians to seek shelter from the Israel-Hamas war. Gaza's civil defense said its first responders recovered 40 bodies from the strike and were still looking for people. It said entire families were killed in their tents. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The European Union's top diplomat, Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell, was in Egypt Tuesday for discussions on a ceasefire in Gaza, but expressed frustration at the effort. Speaking at a Cairo news conference alongside Egyptian Foreign Minister Badi Abdullahi, Borrell said to him there seems to be a lack of interest in reaching an agreement.
We are almost there, but we are not there. Why? Why? Quite simple. Because those who are waging war have no interest in putting an end to it. So they are pretending. Less and less pretending.
Borrell visited Egypt's side of the Rafah border crossing Monday and said the European Union is ready to leverage its logistics to assist in reopening the border crossing. He also met Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. A Kenyan hospital spokesperson reported Tuesday the former partner of Ugandan marathon runner Rebecca Cheptegei, who was accused of killing her by dousing her in gasoline and setting her on fire, has died from burns sustained during the attack. This is VOA News. Russia's military said Tuesday Ukraine launched a massive drone attack overnight targeting regions across western Russia. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Russian officials report over 140 Ukrainian drones overnight have targeted multiple regions, including the capital Moscow and surrounding areas, in one of the biggest Ukrainian drone attacks on Russian soil in the 2.5-year war. An official says in a town just outside Moscow, drones hit two multi-story residential buildings and started fires. A woman was killed and three more people sustained injuries. Five residential buildings have been evacuated as emergency services were handling drone debris. The attack also prompted the authorities to temporarily shut down three airports just outside Moscow. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tuesday night, U.S. presidential candidates, Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican former President Donald Trump, square off for their only scheduled debate of the U.S. presidential campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has this preview.
The stakes for Tuesday night's debate couldn't be any greater.
University of Michigan presidential debate expert Aaron Call says this is essentially the general election's biggest night. There will be no bigger audience.
A minute from a 90-minute debate could impact thousands, tens of thousands of votes, which it could be enough for this very close election expected in November.
Trump's campaign says his edge is his unpredictability, comparing the challenge facing Harris to a boxer going into the ring against Muhammad Ali. But Harris is a longtime prosecutor, known for landing her own pointed punches. Given that it could be one night only,
could go down as, you know, one of the most impactful presidential debates of all time.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Storm Francine, currently in the Gulf of Mexico, just south of the U.S. state of Texas, is expected to become a hurricane later Tuesday and come ashore Wednesday in the southern state of Louisiana. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Hurricane specialist Brad Reinhardt is with the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Our forecast is calling for it to make landfall as a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds around 100 miles per hour. There's certainly a danger of life-threatening storm surge associated with this storm, as well as damaging and life-threatening hurricane-force winds.
Reinhardt says there's a hurricane warning from Sabine Pass eastward to Morgan City, Louisiana. He says much of Louisiana and Mississippi are expected to receive heavy rainfall, which could total 12 inches in some areas. I'm Donna Water.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.